Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine, where our guest on Let's Talk Knoxville is Dr. Randy Flack, Superintendent of Knoxville Schools. Now, Dr. Flack, last night they talked a little bit about the auditorium. Could you tell us what transpired?
Sure, Bob. We had a presentation from some of the committee members. As many people know, we have a committee of about 24, 25 people who have been looking into the potential for constructing an auditorium at the high school. The committee's met a couple times. Several members of the committee have also made visits to other schools in the area to look at relatively new auditoriums. They went to Perry, Southeast Polk, Grinnell, and Pella Christian. Perry's auditorium is very new. They only got in the building in February. Identified a lot of features of auditoriums that we would like to see. We're looking at an auditorium seating anywhere from 650 to 700 people, probably. Last night, Jackie Duffy and Steve Woodhouse gave a presentation about the features that we've seen in these auditoriums, tried to give a little background on the committee work. Kathy Cron then recommended or requested to the board that they move ahead and secure an architect to work with the committee, to work with the school district, to plan an auditorium. The committee felt this was very important because they've already done a lot of preliminary work. They feel it's a project that we really need to be moving on. And until we work with an architect, we won't know a lot of the features that the auditorium will have. We won't have a good feeling for what an auditorium might cost. Although, when we went to Perry, we found out that their auditorium was approximately $4.3 million. So the board did vote to proceed toward hiring an architect. I will contact some architectural firms that I am familiar with and representatives whom I've talked to who have designed auditoriums and very nice auditoriums. So we'll set those meetings up over the next few weeks and hopefully have an architect in place before the end of the summer.
All right, and some progress has been made with respect to the fitness center as well.
Yes, last night we talked a little bit about the fitness center. I do believe that while the board members feel that that's a worthwhile project, most of their attention and efforts, I think, are centered on an auditorium right now because that's a project that this community has really looked for quite a number of years. In regards to the fitness center, though, we reviewed an equipment list that was provided by the coaches and physical education teachers at the high school because they had provided a list of fitness equipment and weightlifting equipment that they feel are important for the health programs at the high school and also to improve the strength and conditioning of our athletes. The board, I believe, at the May 23rd meeting will appoint a committee to work with the coaches further on this project. We have done a little bit of preliminary work as far as trying to figure out exactly what a building might cost. The coaches put together a plan that would have restrooms in a separate facility from the high school, a classroom, a large weight and training room, and also a turf area that could be used for baseball practices. We would have a net hanging down for some speed work and things like that. We don't know exactly what we can afford at this time. So that's why we need to get to work with a committee and identify some of those things that are very, very important. You know, estimates have been given to us anywhere from $250,000 to $800,000 for this facility. So we really need to get to work and identify those things that are important.
And the board also voted to approve bond item.
Yeah, at our previous meeting in April, bonds were sold for the energy improvement projects, the new boilers, lighting projects, the refinancing of the debt for the additions at the middle school and North Star Elementary, some other projects, for example, the demolition of the old high school, junior high building, water line improvements at the middle school. Last night, the board simply had to approve the final resolutions. It's basically paperwork that the attorneys require in order to make sure the bond sales are finalized. So they took care of that. Also, the board accepted the bid for the demolition of the old junior high building. $256,000 was the bid from DiCarlo Demolition out of Des Moines. We were very pleased with the bid. We had expected a bid of maybe $350,000 or more. DiCarlo, through the specifications for the project, may begin the demolition June 1st, and I think they'll get started right away on that.
Well, that's Dr. Randy Flack on Let's Talk Knoxville. Thank you, Dr. Flack.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Bob.
Stay tuned to the Midday Magazine, where Let's Talk Pella is next.